the battleground. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us, if you will, to the book of Joshua, chapter 1. The book of Joshua, chapter number 1. A few days ago, the Lord laid this thought upon our heart. And as we began to pray over it, and as we began to look at this passage of Scripture, we recall picking up a little 4x6 little note card and began to scribble down a few notes that the Holy Spirit had spoke to us about. As the week began to unfold, the Lord began to show us why that He was speaking to our heart in the fashion that He did. And as I began to look here and began to pore over this Scripture, the Holy Spirit wants us to be able to convey this message today, where the battleground is. When you look at Joshua chapter 1, you will find there that Joshua was commissioned. He was the successor of Moses. He was chosen by God to lead the people into the land of milk and honey. When I began to look here at Joshua chapter 1, I began to look at the commission of Joshua. The Lord began to speak to our heart, reminding us that Joshua was in a good place. There was peace all around him, and the Lord was blessing him in a tremendous way. But things could subject to change in Joshua's life as it is in our life. For you see, dear friends, we walk this walk of life not knowing what tomorrow holds. But praise be to God, we can know without a shadow of doubt who holds tomorrow. Where is your battle? We ask you today, where is your battlefield? You have one. You have one. I have one. Joshua had one. You might say, Brother Lynn, when you was talking about Joshua here in his commission, he was at a time of peace, a time of calm. Oh yes, dear friends, things in your life today may be at peace and be at calm, but it's subject to change at any moment in time. Life is uncertain. Circumstances can't be predicted. But we know that the one we serve and praise God belong to, He blesses, and He helps, and He's always faithful. In Joshua chapter number 1, Lord willing, I'm going to focus primarily on verse number 9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. When the Lord spoke to our heart, He had given Joshua commandments. He had given him a great commission. Today, friends, when I think about this, I think about how that God has commissioned us, how that God has blessed us, how that the Lord has assured us that He will never leave us, nor will He forsake us. He will be with us through thick and through thin, no matter what may come our way. I'm thankful today that I serve a great and a glorious God. loves me and blesses me. And praise God, He helps me as I walk down life's way. I want to encourage you today, dear friend, to know that the Lord loves you and that He cares for you and that He has a design in His heart to bless you and to help you and to use you in a glorious, glorious way. You look here at Joshua. The Lord reminded him. I believe sometimes that we need a little reminding. What did God say? He says, "Have not I commanded thee to be strong and of good courage and to be not afraid nor to be dismayed?" Oh, I tell you, you and I today are not to walk through life being afraid. Prayed and cowed down by the simple society in which it is that we live. We're to stay the course. We're to keep the faith and allow God to bless us and to help us and enable us to be able to tread forward as we walk down life's way. Well, you see, dear friends, you may say, "Where, Brother Lynn, is the battlefield?" I want you to know something today, church. The battlefield is not in the hell holes. It's not in the crack houses. It's not in the whorehouses. It's not in the bars. It's not in the taverns. You know where the war is? You know where the battleground is? It's where you are. It's where you are. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, the battlefield is in all these places of iniquity." No, that's not the battleground. Those are grounds that Satan has already conquered. He already occupies them. But where you are and where I am, he don't reside. But he desires to tear down and to wreak havoc and to cause problems. You see, dear friends, when Joshua would go out into the land of the Canaanites, that's where the battle was. When the Lord commissioned Joshua, the Canaanites was at peace. But when Joshua and the Israelites went over in the land of promise, the battlegrounds began to form and the battles began to erupt and the war began to intensify. That's how it is in your life and in my life. Where's your battleground? Where's your battleground? Oh, I tell you, where battlegrounds is, her battlegrounds are in the schoolhouses. The battlegrounds are in the church houses. The battlegrounds are on our workplaces. The battlegrounds are in the high schools, the middle schools, the elementary schools, and the college campuses. There's where the battleground is. That's where Satan is seeking to destroy and to hinder the message of hope that the Lord Jesus Christ has blessed us to have. But praise be to God for those who will stand in the face of adversity and come hell or high water. If you come, if you go, or if you stay, if you know the Lord God Almighty, you're a winner anyway. Ain't that wonderful to know that whether you go or whether you stay, that you win? Aren't you glad that when you stand for Christ and you depart this life, the Heavenly Father is awaiting you to declare to you, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Why? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of the blood and the battlefields around us. Praise God, will thrive. Listen. 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 God's blessing you, and the devil's taking it to you. He's taking the battle to you. He's taking the battle to me. You say, why? Because he seeks to destroy those who stand for Christ. Had a tragedy this past week. Several people has come to me to talk to me about that tragic event. But you know something? In all the hardship, all the pain, all the things that oppress and hinder, God can get glory. Notice here what the Lord would commission to Joshua. He would say in verse 5 of Joshua chapter 1, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. No person or any entity can rob you of your testimony for Jesus Christ. No force or power can suppress you. I can tell you today, if you stand for the Lord and your battleground, you can rest assured that victory is yours. It may not look it, the world may not say it, but praise be to God, we know it. We know it. Why? Because we serve a glorious God. We serve an awesome Savior. And we know where the battlefield is. The battlefield is before the children of God. That's where the battlefield is. That's why we're hindered so much on the job. That's why we're hindered so much at home. That's why we're hindered so much on the workplace. That's why we're hindered. I tell you, the devil don't seek those that he's got. He tries to tear down those that he doesn't. That is where the battleground is. That's where the forces of good and evil collide. It's in the midst and the presence of the people of faith. Have you ever said, you know that old boy right there, he lives like hell itself, and it seems like he never has a problem in the world. You ever think about that? Sure you do. Oh, never a problem in the world. You know why? Satan ain't after him. He's done got him. But what is Satan trying to do? He's trying to destroy you. He's trying to destroy me. He's trying to cause problem in your life and my life. I tell you, when you see what's happening in the world today, I stand amazed how that people can stand today and shake their fist at God because we have a Savior that loves them so. Behooves me. But oh, you may say, and the world may think, oh, Satan seem to have the upper. I tell you, they've been martyrs since the day of Acts when James was slain by the sword. And today we have people of faith that are dying for the cause of Christ. And the message of God is still thriving. It's still alive. And it will be, praise God, when all else fails. Their witness, their testimony will far outlive them. You know why? They got the battle took to them and they stood tall for God and the Lord blessed them and their message. That's where the battleground is. That's where we're fighting today, where we're at. You see, when you look at the Word of God, and you see what the Lord was transcribing to Joshua. He was wanting to encourage him. There are going to be people today. They're going to be afraid to stand. There are going to be people today who will be hindered to share their love for Jesus Christ. But you see, dear friends, there is something great within us. There's something that stirs within us. It stirs within us mightily. It stirs within us gloriously. It stirs within us that we can't explain. It's as Jeremiah was in the book that he wrote when it felt as though all was falling apart around him and he was desiring to throw in the towel. The Bible says that the Word of God, it burned like a fire in his bones. Oh, praise be to God. The Word of God is alive and well. And when the battle comes to you, you can rest assured that the Lord will see you through. He'll see you through. You remember a man in the Bible by the name of Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. I encourage you to take a few moments to read in 2 Chronicles in chapter 17 down through chapter 20 about this great king of Judah named Jehoshaphat. He's a great man of God. He's a man who had a great standing army. He's a man who had subdued the Philistines. He's a man that was prosperous, and God blessed this king in a great and glorious way. But one day something happened. Jehoshaphat found out that several armies had gathered. It was descending down on the fenced cities of God. Here this man was, a great king, sizable, strong army, but nothing that could withstand the force that was heading his way. I thought about that. You say, why was you thinking about that? Because what we see in the life of Jehoshaphat is what we see in our lives. Can handle a lot of things, but the old adversary, the old devil, will send at you the hordes from hell, and you know that you must seek the counsel of the Lord to be able to rise above the battle that's about to commence. The Bible says that Jehoshaphat went in Jerusalem. He gathered them all. He gathered all the city around. Donnie, he began to commence and pray. He began to pray. The Bible says even the little ones gathered around. And old Jehoshaphat, he prayed. And the Bible says that a man of God came to him. And he spoke to Jehoshaphat. I tell you, friends, when the battle comes to you, you can rest assured that the Lord will encourage you with a friend, a family, the word. The Lord will come to you. The Bible teaches us that he will not leave us comfortless. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, it tells us there in chapter 20, in verse number 15, it says, this is when the prophet is speaking to him, and he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, that thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid like he did Joshua, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's." What was he saying? I've got your back. I'm going to take care of you in the very heat of the battle. And old Jehoshaphat, when he received these words, he gathered his army and he went out to meet the enemy. But when he got there, I want you to read and study it, friends. You know what happened when he got there? The armies was all dead because God sent a spirit among them, and they began to fight among themselves. And when Jehoshaphat got there, they were all annihilated. See, the battle had come to him, and it seemed grim. It seemed very dark. He could have hunkered down in Jerusalem. He could have buried his head, but no, the Lord had him to stand. And you know what God has us to do, dear friend? He has us to stand. He has us to declare the victory that we have through Jesus Christ. That's why that Jesus said in Matthew 5 and verse 14, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Dear friends, you and I today are the beacon of hope for Jesus Christ. And the battle is going to come, and the battle is all around us. But praise be to God, there's victory in the Lord. People says, what's these families going to do that have lost loved ones? What's these situations going to be like now that there's been so much disruption? I want you to understand something today. We serve a big God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a glorious God. We serve a God of love and care. I may not have all the answers. You may not have all the theories and thoughts. But you can rest assured of this, that God will see them through. Just as He will us. Has the battle ever been taken to you and it's felt so hot and so intense that you thought you were going to fold? Have you thought to yourself, the Lord, if there's just one more thing that comes my way, I think I'll buckle? Have you ever thought that if it weren't for bad news, you'd have no news at all? But listen, you're here today. Are you not? You're here today. Fought many battles, maybe in the midst of an intense battle. But the Lord seen you through then, and praise God, He'll see you through now. You know what it takes? It takes determination. It takes a willingness. It's like a little boy. His mom was working one night, and the dad was taking care of the little fella. And he said, now, Mama said you had to go to bed at 8 o'clock. So we got him dressed and ready for bed, and he put him in bed. And he said, now, if you need anything, you just let me know. The dad had worked all day, come home that evening, and he fell in his recliner and kicked his legs up. And no more than 5 minutes, the little boy said, Daddy, Daddy. He said, what do you need? He said, I would need a drink of water. He got up, got him a glass, gave him a drink, went back to the recliner, sat down. 10 minutes passed. He said, Daddy, 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 what is it? I need a drink of water. His daddy got up, got that glass, took him another glass of water, gave him a drink, came back, set it on the sink, got in the recliner, laid back at 8:30, said, Daddy, Daddy. He said, what is it now? He said, I need a drink of water. He got up, got that glass, took him another drink of water, sat down and propped his feet up. No more than 5 minutes passed. The old boy said, Daddy, Daddy. He said, what is it now? He said, I need another drink of water. He got up, he got that glass, he went up there and he gave him a drink, and he said, now listen, I've been up here a handful of times in the last 30 minutes. You holler at me one more time, I'm going to whip you. So you get your drink of water and go to sleep. Dad took the glass back down to the kitchen. He set it down. He went back to that recliner and he sat down, propped his feet up, and about 15 minutes went by. That little boy said, Daddy, Daddy. From the recliner, he said, what is it? He said, Daddy, when you come up here to whip me, bring me a drink of water. You see, he was determined. He knowed what he needed, and he wanted it so much, and he was willing to take a whipping for it. You and I today are to be willing to be in the heat of the battle, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us a drink from the living water that sustains us and that will carry us all the way to glory. Oh, dear friends, where's the battle? The battle's where you are. That's where the battle's at. That's where the battle was for Joshua. That's where the battle was for Jehoshaphat. That's where the battle was for the young man that was slain last week at that college campus. That's where the battle is. But God is sovereign, and God's ways are high and far above our ways. And we know that God has got a divine plan. I just thank God that I'm part of the glorious plan and purpose of the Lord. Jesus said in the discourse of the Good Shepherd, he tells us in John chapter 10, in verse number 10, we look and refer to this a lot because it is so relevant, so relevant in the day in which it is that we live. Notice what Jesus said. Jesus said, the thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. What does he desire to do? Tear us down. Rob us of our witness and our testimony. You know something? When that young man was slain, you know what I thought? I thought God's just taking him home. It was his time to go. And God took him home for a divine purpose. And his ministry and his testimony will live for years and years and years and years to come. Jesus said that the thief comes to destroy, cause problems. He comes to bring hardship. But you know what Jesus followed that by saying? He said, I am come that they, who's the they? We're the they. We're the they. He says, I come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And those martyrs that died for the cause of Christ, if you ever have an opportunity to read Fox's Book of Martyrs, I've got a copy of it back here. You read Fox's Book of Martyrs and it will bless your heart. Because God bless us. God bless us with our witness and our testimony. Because the battleground is where we are. I've read the scriptures, don't know much about them, but I've read them a little bit. And I remember when James was martyred by Herod. Peter was thrown in prison. I didn't understand any of that. No more than I understood how that Stephen was a great proclaimer of the Word of God as one of the first deacons, and he was stoned by Saul of Tarsus. I don't understand that. But I know that God had a plan. And I know that God, when the battle intensified, and it seemed as though they had lost, praise God, they were victorious. God used it in a tremendous way. Dear friends, we say that to say this, that when the devil brings the battle to you and your faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can rest assured that you have triumph. You have victory. Not on your merit, might, or will, but because of Him. That blesses my heart. That blesses my heart. You know, I'd be grieved at some of these people that had fallen and were slain and had left this old world without a testimony, left this old world without a word for Jesus. I would be very distraught. But now I know that if you depart this life with Jesus Christ as your Lord. Paul would write, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Those old saints of God that you know that have went on to be with Christ, they're more alive today than they ever have been. The power of God. So listen. Don't be weary. Don't fear the battle. Hang tough in the battle. Because you have someone that never leaves you, nor does he forsake you, and he tells you, and he commands you, as he does me, to be not dismayed. Just stay the course and keep the faith. You say, well, Brother Lynn, it's hard. Oh, yes. These things bother me too. I've been greatly moved and grieved too the past few days. Because I was a fan of that Charlie Kirk. I truly was. I really enjoyed that young man. But I know God had a plan and a purpose, and God will get glory from this. Heck, he's already getting glory from this. Already. Because when the news media would say, well, he was a great Christian and he talked about Jesus, look how many people they've touched. Listen, the battleground is where you and I are. You may not face it on the same degree or the same level as some do, but praise God, the Lord will bless you to stand your ground in the midst of your battle to face that enemy. You know, there have been times in my life I've been knocked from spiritual pillar to spiritual post. There have been a few times that I've just felt like I've just been laid to waste. But then I think about Calvary. And then when I think about Calvary, I think about this. Friends, you and I are fighting battles we've already won. We don't think about that. But we're fighting battles we've done won. Listen, Colton, I done got a place prepared for me in glory. Might be close to you, I don't know. I done got a place. I done got victory. Joshua had victory. Jehoshaphat had victory. Listen, if you know Jesus, you got victory. Where you are on the battlefield may be, but you'll be victorious through Jesus Christ, our glorious Lord. Let's stand to our feet.